close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous.
Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are once again with Reality Check each and every Thursday at 7:40. It is all about going gossip with our favorite reality shows. And we have a very special person in studio. Say hello, everyone. She knows everything when it comes to the dirt. Erin Martin, she has her own podcast called Pink Shade. How are you, lovely?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
So Tracy and I were super stoked when we met you at Barrique's Over Coffee. I mean, you seriously know so much knowledge. I mean, you're on the Jenny McCarthy show each and every week.
Yeah, Sirius XM Stars, Channel 109. I'm on Thursdays or Fridays. Jenny and I have a ball dishing about reality TV, and she gives me the dirt she can.
I love it.
I'll try to bring it to you.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so Madtown, get ready, because you're going to finally know things that no one else does. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, let's kick it off first, of course, with The Bachelor. Now, I am a true fan of Colton when he is in his shower scenes, but this Miss thing can't stand it.
I am not a Colton fan overall. Like, I want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You look at him and you think, oh, yeah, that's on paper sounds good.
Yeah.
But he is just not bringing it personality-wise for me.
I mean, it's not that I don't want to see his body.
Yeah.
But how many showers can you take?
It's a lot of staying clean.
I mean, every time the episode opens, he's in the shower. Congratulations, you're clean.
And I always think it's funny because they make it look like a soap opera.
They do.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes. Like,
girl.
It's The Young and the Restless or something.
Oh, I love me some Young and the Restless.
Yeah, I used to like that.
By the way, we're on Facebook Live, so say hello to Miss Erin Martin. She will be on Reality Check many times, so get acquainted with her. Let's talk about Kaylin. Hometown visits in Virginia. What do you guys think about this date?
Kaylin, I was a little surprised overall. I mean, I hate to jump to the end, but I can't believe that they seem to have a great date.
We thought they did.
The parents approved.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he doesn't choose her.
I was kind of shocked that he didn't choose her either, Kaylin. I was more shocked at the fact that her sister's breasts were enormous.
Girl, I'm so glad you're mentioning that.
Good God.
Okay.
Her eye was maybe glued shut from the mascara.
Yes.
I don't know. So there was a situation going on there. And also, though, didn't you feel like watching it, if you stand back a little bit and really watch him with Kaylin on the bench, I mean, he is not comfortable with her.
It's not good.
He looks like he's going to make a doo-doo in his diaper when he's sitting with her.
He looks so scared.
And so I wasn't actually shocked that he sent her home.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't looking like that before with her. And all of a sudden now, see, that's... I don't like that.
Well, I'm glad you brought up being scared, Miss Erin Martin, because this was probably the scariest date that he has ever been when Tayshia decided to take him skydiving.
What am I doing? Who thought this was a good idea? Tayshia, she's crazy. God, please let me survive this fall. I still have to lose my virginity. I don't know what I'm missing yet, but I heard it's really good. Yeah. Amen.
Wow. That was quite the date. Hilarious to me. Hilarious.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was really bizarre. I mean, I was actually glad she did that because the hometowns can be really boring sometimes. So it's like, okay, at least we get one good scene.
Yes.
Right.
It's not a horse-drawn carriage. It's a skydiving scene where he actually probably does doo-doo his diaper.
He probably, and you could see the fear in that man's face.
Oh, totally. It was legit fear.
He was legit crying. He was crying.
So now you want to bring up you're going to die a virgin. You know, I'm just not impressed by Colton.
I heard it's fun.
I heard it's really good. I don't want to die like this.
I don't want to die.
Oh, geez.
So other than that, I mean, I really thought that was the funniest part of that show. And of course, you know, hometowns and sending Kaylin home. I mean, gosh, who do you think he's going to pick?
I think he is going to pick Cassie.
You do? Okay.
I do. I really do. And it's only because he seems like he likes her more than she likes him.
Yeah, that's why.
And I think that's what guys kind of go for.
Oh,
yeah,
that is good.
Oh.
Yeah,
someone always likes the other one a little bit more, and he is more into her than she's into him. And he didn't get the father's approval, so he's going to prove that he can get her. And I think this is not going to end in a proposal. That's my prediction.
I don't think.
I would say no, and it maybe will be a proposal, but not an engagement.
Oh my gosh!
I don't think she is all the way there. Like she knows she can do better.
Yeah,
she's not.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's going to pick her.
Ooh, my gosh.
That's so good.
Well, their sexual chemistry is crazy.
It is. Oh, it's the only chemistry I saw.
Does he really have sexual chemistry with any of those girls?
Yes. I mean, we're really reaching when we say sexual chemistry.
I mean, we are.
We're reaching.
I think we are.
We're throwing reaching. Him a bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just quickly want to say, I was evaluating the way he kisses. Do you think it's against, maybe it's the FCC rule for making out? There's no, like, sucking tongue action. It's just clearly just, like, the mouth on mouth. I'm wondering if they're not allowed to French kiss.
Oh.
I'm into French kissing. What happened to that?
I feel like Ari... like deep-throated every girl last season. So,
okay.
I mean...
He ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. Maybe Colton's like, I don't want to be known as... I don't want to be in that camp.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to, like, grandpa kiss everyone.
Oh, all right. Well, very good.
What is he going to do next week for Fantasy Suites, huh?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
They're going to make some nice casseroles together.
Hilarious.
In the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
They're going to talk about, intimacy together all night.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't know. This is really a strange season.
It is.
He's going to be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
By the way, our girl Shalisha just messaged us, and she goes, I've seen a lot of tongue, Krista. I've seen a lot of tongue.
Well, maybe he has.
Well, he's done tongue, but I'm just talking about the old school, like when you were in junior high, French kissing.
Right. You get the full hickey around your mouth afterwards.
You got muffler burns on your neck from the hickeys. It's a good time. All right. Let's move on to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, let's do it.
Ooh.
Okay.
I really found out, finally, that these women are way too rich. When I saw the place that they stayed at, the Baja Mar Resort, those rooms are insane.
Those rooms are insane. And I feel like if we go there, we're never going to see a room like that. We're going to be in the double queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
On the first floor, because those are reserved for them.
We're probably going to be in the closet where they have the cleaning supplies.
Right, next to the mop.
I love it. So, of course, Dorit and Erica and their stupid glam swads.
Oh my gosh. I was so irritated by the glam squad.
Do you want some tea on the glam squad?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Go, girl.
I have it from a very good source who was in LA just before the trip to Paris this year that Lisa Vanderpump does not go on because you know she quits halfway through the season.
Oh my gosh.
At the last minute, there's new producers this year on this show. They tell all the ladies, you can't bring your glam squads on the big trip. And Erica has all of her wigs and everything packed. And
she
throws a fit. She has to go with her real hair, girls.
The pretty mess just went to the hot mess.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I couldn't even hold the Facebook live. I was like...
I am living for the Paris trip when Dorit only has like one hairstyle. Erica doesn't have her like leather thing to zip up. I mean, it's going to be amazing. They're going to have to, blow dry their own manes.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to have to get
it's going to be a hardship.
Conair.
Yeah.
A Conair curling iron to curl their hair.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I love it. So here, I think this, of course, is the big thing of this show. And of course, I think we need to touch base on it. Here you go.
Remember this whole room situation.
I do think Dorit's feelings were a little hurt. I could tell by her tone she was over the jabs as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's still a little something going on there.
I love Lisa. I think that she's been through a lot. I think she's completely exhausted, and I feel for her.
I can't imagine that Lisa's over it.
The dog?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The dog! Aaron.
The dog. Lucy Applejuice.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yes, Lucy Gate.
Yes.
Hashtag Lucy Gate.
Yes.
I mean, was not a rescue. I read an article yesterday from the assistant who hand reared this dog. He talked to TooFab, I think it is. If you look at TooFab.com, I think that's the source. I can look it up and link it to you guys later.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave an interview saying, he actually raised this dog from a puppy. It did not have problems. And
mm-mm.
Did you guys know Mm-mm. that this is the second dog Dorit returned from Vanderpump?
What?
Oh, no.
No.
So the first one, she actually took back to Vanderpump Dogs as per the policy. You have to sign, practically a Scientology contract.
Scientology.
It's really intense. Yeah, 1,000-year cut, whatever it is. And so she took it back, and she said, this didn't work out for our family. This dog was biting the children. And Lisa Vanderpump gladly took the first dog back. So she knew the policy.
Unbelievable.
Wow. So when we were talking about, she just gave it to another home, blah, blah, blah. Also, this assistant spilled the tea. I don't know if this is true or not, but he said the shelter, which was a kill shelter, called him and said a reality star from Lisa's show brought this dog in, not the new home owner. Not the woman she says she gave it to. So we're hearing allegedly that Dorit actually took that second dog to the shelter.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just repeating what I read.
I love it, girl.
I mean, but here's the thing that really bothers me about the whole thing. Common sense. If the dog is hurting people in the family, take it back to where you got it
from.
Thank you. Like, exactly. I just don't get it. They can rehome it. I mean, Lisa's passion is dogs.
Yes.
And so how can she not be very upset by this?
Mm-hmm.
And
of
she
course.
Is. And I believe there is some manipulation going on.
Okay.
Yeah. I really do.
I do too.
But I also believe her grief is real and they need to be more considerate of her feelings.
Yeah.
So I see both sides of it. I do believe that there's manipulation going on though.
Well, I didn't believe Dorit's crying last night.
No.
The other day on the Beverly Hills. You're my friend. You're my friend. Like, stop.
You're my friend. No one is her friend. The IRS is not their friend.
Okay.
You are not my friend,
I know
honey.
That's right.
You are not my friend.
Yeah.
I just have to real quickly just mention this. I felt very badly for Denise Richards when she showed up to the party. They're all in Chanel and she's wearing like something from Express.
I live for Denise Richards this season.
I'm like Denise. Her.
Yeah, that's all of us.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, she is rolling up there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Looking like she is from the Potomac franchise.
Thank you.
Oh, I love
Hello.
It.
Like, you know, like just kind of casual, just like staying at a beach house.
Yeah.
I love her. I love that her hair is just always thrown up.
Yeah.
And I am also living for the Charlie Sheen.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'm hoping
yeah.
for more of them.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love it.
You know, she's got so much dirt in her past, and she seems like someone who's willing to talk. And she's
a
Midwest
like
girl.
Love it.
Yeah, she seems like
she's
it.
Normal like us. That's why I liked
she
her.
She is.
We are running out of time, but girl, do you have anything that you just want to touch base on being like, you know, Teresa, this is the big thing, the reunion last night.
Oh,
what is going
Lord.
On with her?
That reunion was insane. It looked like Teresa got in a bar fight before the reunion. She was so hopped up, yet exhausted.
She was pissed.
She was upset. Now, here is the tea. Okay, so last year, it was alleged that Teresa was dating Shane Michael Wierks, and you can look him up online as well.
Okay.
He is the neighbor of Joe and Melissa Gorga's beach house.
So
he's like a family friend. Now, this year, over New Year's, she was seen with a 26-year-old, and her lawyers come out saying, he was just helping her out of the bar. No, ma'am. No, sir.
No, ma'am.
We know that Melissa knows all the dirt, too, and that's why Teresa has to be semi-nice to her.
Well, it looks like they're getting into it, though, now, for real. Like, she said, I was at her house eating pasta, and now look at how
her
she's
pasta.
Acting.
Right. Teresa is threatened by Margaret. Margaret is emerging as the queen bee of that franchise.
I like Margaret.
And Teresa is losing it.
Ooh, she is not
that's
happy.
My theory.
But I don't like Jackie.
I kind of like Jackie because she can.
I like
she
Jackie.
Can, she speaks up to Teresa.
She's overdoing it to me.
Yeah. I want her back next year though. I want to see another season of Jackie. Mm-hmm. I think Jackie Jennifer were perfect casting choices.
I like me some Jackie.
Jennifer's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy.
Yeah, listen, Aaron, we love you for coming in here today. Again, Aaron Martin, Pink Shade,
Aaron.
You know it all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look.
Oh, I know. I love
she brought
that.
Us. Take a look.
That's
Pink
so cute.
Pink Shade with Aaron Martin, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So check him out on podcast, Facebook. You're all all over the place.
Yep. Instagram, Twitter, at Aaron Liam Martin.
So.
Yay! Love you. Thanks,
love
ladies.
You. There you have All it, right. Reality Check with our newest guest, and she will be on the show many times because this girl knows the tea. Yeah. It's Reality Check with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
So nasty and so rude.
Woo!